This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, March 30th. Well, cattle markets took a little bit of a breather on Tuesday and then resumed their upward trek on Wednesday. So we had a pretty impressive push up in the cattle market, an outside day higher in the feeders, live cattle. Not really seeing much negative at all. They started out firm and then just kept pushing higher. So we're back up pretty close to those major highs from early March and the Aprils. The back months still have a little bit of room to go before they get there, but it sure looks like we've resumed that strength, that upward momentum that really surged higher on Monday. So again, impressive futures action in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle. And it sure looks to me like we've got a very good chance of testing those highs, at least on the April. We're not that far away. And on the back months, I think pretty good chance of testing those highs too. You know, we're looking for the seasonal high probably in early April. We'll see what the price action does, but this definitely, you know, this price action of the last few days certainly suggests we've got quite a bit of momentum behind us. In the cash trade, it's still pretty quiet on the live or the dress trade. Box beef values yesterday were slightly lower, choice down 34 cents at 280, select down 146 at 269. So the spread gained $1.12, we're sitting at 1139. Movement was 114 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 127,000 head. So that brings the week-to-date total at 379, 1,000 more than a week ago, and 9,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 7 cents at 191.27. So after a couple days of surging higher in the feeder index, the last couple days have been pretty quiet, but we're still holding those gains. So it appears that, you know, auction yards around the country are showing solid strength for feeders. Kind of expected that with the much improved moisture conditions across, you know, obviously the West Coast and certainly in the Midwest, Southeast. Those regions are going to be looking for calves to put on grass. The problem is the Southern Plains, the western part of the plains, which has been dry since last summer, haven't had any relief, and it looks like that dry region is expanding, in fact, especially as you get into the Central Plains. So that's definitely a red flag, and I think we'll probably be kind of a wet blanket over the feeder market. The other wet blanket, literally, is the Northern Plains, which is very wet, mostly with snow, but there's more snow on the way. It's much below normal temperatures, so it sure seems like you're going to see a very late start to the grazing season. So that kind of slows down demand for calves, at least across the northern tier. But by and large, you got to think that, you know, guys who have been liquidating herds, especially the far northern plains where 2021 was just an absolute blowout for drought. 2022 kind of was starting to look that same way by the end of the season. So you saw quite a bit of herd liquidation going on across the northern plains. And you got to think those guys are looking at the snow cover, and the potential for grass and hay is way better than it was the last couple of years. So they're going to hang on as long as they can on the prospect that it's definitely going to be a much better season, at least the first part of the season this year. So demand for heifers is going to stay strong as we're in the very beginning stages of herd expansion. So that means we're going to see, calf supplies available to the feedlots be relatively tight. I think the Southern Plains, if they have to start moving calves again, there's a place for them to go. There'll be good competition for those calves. Some will end up in the feedlots, of course, but, you know, there's plenty of regions that have grass to the west and the east. If they want to drive a long way north, maybe so, but I think that producers will be readily accepting the, you know, cattle coming off of those dry areas, unless it continues to expand. Then it's hard to fathom that you would see the fifth year in a row of herd reduction, but Mother Nature calls the shots on that. So we'll see where things go, but we're looking at tight supplies for, fed cattle, for the foreseeable future, for that matter. And we are entering into the key demand phase for beef consumption. The grilling season, springtime, once it finally warms up across the northern half, well, the western and northern half of the country, I think demand is really going to perk up. We are seeing retailers step up here. Boxed beef movement has definitely increased over the last couple weeks. Yesterday, the movement at 114 gives us that second day in a row of being over 100 loads. So we're definitely seeing a lot of movement in the boxed beef. Retail demand obviously is expecting that consumer consumption will be quite strong here in the near future. So hopefully that all pans out. We don't see a lot of having to get rid of a lot of beef here in a month or so. So that's going to be, I think, support of the market. Obviously, you know, the futures market is expecting the same thing. We've regained quite a bit of upward momentum in an impressive type of action. I will say that yesterday's price action in feeder cattle was a bear spread action. So you want to see the front months be the leader. Well, you know, we're not going to count the March contract, which actually was down 27, but today is the last trading day for that. But the April was up 97, the May up 172, the August up 205. That's bear spread. So even if you were short the front and long the back, which is a bear spread, you still made money, even though the market was notably higher for the day. You want to see that flip the other way, or else you take it with a little bit of a grain of salt, this upward momentum. You want to see the front months be the leaders on uptrends. Otherwise, those are just giving you some red flags that maybe we're not quite as strong as it looks to be. On the live cattle, it was pretty close. So April's up 87, the June's up 75, August up 72, October up 85. So, you know, we're all pretty close up the same amount. Wasn't the distinct bear spread action that we saw in the feeders. So I think the live cattle are fine. I think we still have a good week, maybe two, before we run into that seasonal high. The feeders, I think we're okay there, but I want to see that spread, you know, get back into that normal relationship. Otherwise, I gotta be thinking that this rally is going to be short-lived as well. So still on the feeders, we're looking at early May as our time window for a seasonal high. A lot depends on Mother Nature for that. And again, we're not seeing a lot of relief in those southern and central plains. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843 or 513-815-1701. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.